Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I think we learned yesterday something about a radical solution or a hint of that. Today, it's day three of our Pride and Shame devotional on YouVersion. The question I was talking about is, what is the radical solution to pride and shame?
Humility.
Humility.
Pride leads to disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 11:2.
If that doesn't sound very radical, it really is. To be humble in this day and age is to defy all cultural norms.
No kidding.
Our society, like most societies in history, hold up performance and public opinion as the two great defining bastions of self-worth. Those who perform great get applauded and rewarded, while those who fail do so largely get ignored, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
This is not to minimize the value of performance or the opinions of others. Those who have performed well have been responsible for many of the great advancements in history. This is not an advocacy for idleness, nor is it a total dismissal of what others think about us. It is, instead, a recognition that performance and others' opinions can never be the basis of a fulfilled life. Humility is required for that. So what exactly is humility?
It is not, as some might believe, thinking less of ourselves, which is a kernel of the shame we are trying to avoid. It's the thinking of ourselves less. Okay, let me repeat that. It's not the same as thinking less of ourselves. It's thinking of ourselves less. It is being so concerned with others that we turn our attention toward them rather than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this attention is not a disguise for gossip, envy, or jealousy. It is an earnest desire to see the best come to those around us, even if it costs us something in the process.
Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. James 4:10. Humility is the antidote to both pride and shame because it eliminates, or at least minimizes, the common denominator between the two, self. When self is removed from our mental picture, pride and shame have a hard time surviving, much less thriving. A humble person will still feel good about the things they've accomplished, and they will still value the opinions of others. But they will do so not from an insecure place of pride and shame, but from a secure place of predetermined identity and outward focus that strives to fill up others rather than to be filled up by them.
When Jesus noticed that all who had come to the dinner were trying to sit in the seats of honor near the head of the table, He gave them this advice. When you are invited to a wedding feast, don't sit at the seat of honor. What if someone who is more distinguished than you has also been invited? The host will come up and say, "Give this person your seat." Then you will be embarrassed and you will have to take whatever seat is left at the foot of the table. And we continue in Luke 14. Instead, take the lowest place at the foot of the table. Then, when your host sees you, he will come up and say, "Friend, we have a better place for you." Then you will be honored in front of the other guests, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted, says the Lord.
Mm-hmm. This is the kind of life that God wants us to live, so much so that He promises grace to those who humble themselves and live according to it. It is, at its core, a choice. But it is a choice that we are more apt to make if we can grasp a few important truths on the front end. Next, we'll identify those and discover why they are so important to a life of humility.
Character versus reputation. Posted something today about that. Character is more important than reputation because character is who you are. Reputation is what others think of you.
Correct.
So humble yourself to be exalted. Humility. That's our concept today. Good lesson. Dear Lord, please help us all to be humble, but I start with me. instead of projecting to others. I say me in this prayer, Lord, as it applies to anyone listening who wants to speak these words to you. Lord, help me learn to learn humility, not through humiliation, but through a willing decision to put others first and to consider their needs above my own. Your son did this even though he had every reason not to be humble. He could have demanded service, but instead chose to serve, and he gave his life for me, for those who would die without it. Lord, help me to imitate him in my everyday life and to know what it means to be humble and to let you do the exalting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.